Chapter 9. The World of Music. Unit 18. 5 decades of jazz innovations.
Jazz, throughout its brief yet diverse history, has been a style of music that is notoriously difficult to define. Etymologists cannot agree on the word's precise origins. Music theorists cannot agree on a set of necessary and sufficient conditions to define the genre, and jazz performers themselves are typically reluctant to say what jazz is and is not. When an early jazz great, Louis Armstrong, was asked what jazz is, he replied, "If you have to ask, you'll never know." In spite of, or perhaps because of all this uncertainty, the American Dialect Society gave the word jazz the distinguished title of Word of the 20th Century. Jazz music itself seems to have had almost as many influences as it has spawned subgenres and offshoots. The ultimate source is typically traced back to a blending of Western European and West African musical traditions. This took place in the southeastern United States around the turn of the 20th century. Elements of West African music, such as highly emotive vocals and leads, strong rhythms, and call and response, were superimposed onto traditional European musical structures and instruments. Jazz is said to have grown out of two pre-existing Afro-European genres, blues and ragtime. Blues took American country or folk and added an extra blue note along with modifications to the rhythm and singing style. Ragtime, often heard over old silent movies, mixed classical and folk piano styles with adapted rhythms. A crucial early aspect of jazz, which is considered the defining feature of jazz, is improvisation. This involves the musician freely playing throughout a song. The format of the improvisation and the degree of freedom of the performer vary depending on the type of jazz. This feature marks a stark contrast with pre-20th century European music, in which the performer was largely subservient to the composer. Sometime around the 1910s, New Orleans marching bands and other musicians began adding aspects of blues to their music. The result was dubbed Dixieland, now known as New Orleans jazz. An exodus of African-American musicians from the South in reaction to new segregation laws in certain states spread jazz to the North. This induced other styles of jazz, like Chicago jazz, a mixture of big band and Dixieland with hot ragtime, a New York innovation with heavier rhythms. The 1920s ushered in the speakeasy, the radio, and the phonograph, all of which propagated jazz's popularity. This era saw the rise of a jazz trumpeter, Louis Armstrong, who would later popularize scat, or improvisational singing. This influenced scores of future talents, such as Ella Fitzgerald, Mel Torme, Dizzy Gillespie, and Billie Holiday. The 1930s was an era of big swing bands, in which popular dance orchestras would play jazz and jazz-like music under famed conductors such as Duke Ellington. At this same time, jazz had achieved some popularity in Europe, particularly France, where a new European genre of jazz was developing. Gypsy jazz was pioneered by a Belgian guitarist, Django Reinhardt. This style incorporated elements of French dance hall music and even featured multiple nylon string guitars. The 1930s was also a mini golden age for Kansas City jazz, which helped influence the bebop style of the early 1940s. Bebop is considered by some as the apex of jazz. Its influential style brought jazz out of the realm of pop and dance and expanded it into an artistic genre. Its key features were a faster tempo and an entirely innovative level of improvisation, encompassing not just melodies, but chords as well. Some of the best-known jazz musicians, such as Charlie Parker, Dizzy Gillespie, and Miles Davis, were renowned bebop artists. In the 1950s, the pop threads of jazz led to rock and roll, whereas the serious threads of jazz, such as avant-garde and free jazz, incorporated increasingly deeper levels of improvisation. After this point, jazz seemed to be everything at once, giving rise to a variety of hybrids. These include cool jazz, taking elements from bop and swing, hard bop, mixing bebop with blues and gospel, Latin jazz with Latin rhythms, jazz fusion, borrowing elements of rock, and just about anything else imaginable. Today, jazz still seems just as hard to define, morphing into everything from smooth jazz, a kind of background music, to new jazz, attempting to fuse with electronica.